Hello, this is Dr. Fran. You know Dr. Ruth? Well, I'm the English version. The reason I began this podcast is because I have a passion to move people out of sexual inertia. As a former Roman Catholic nun, I've lived a life of great transitions, and along the way have unlearned the lies that kept me trapped in sexual ignorance for years. Having gone through the transitions of my life, I now have the scope of knowledge to address issues across the board, across all ages and all topics, and I'd like to share that knowledge with you. After 25 years as a practicing RN, I earned a PhD in human sexuality and am now an ASEX certified sexuality counsellor and clinical sexologist. I'm here to discuss common issues, give tips, discuss sex education, and help improve your intimacy and sex life. Feel free to email me questions and comments at drfran@improveintimacy.com. You can also follow me on my social networking sites located at the bottom of www.improveintimacy.com. Hello, it's me again. I'm really liking these podcasts. It's great talking to you like this and sharing my thoughts about things that I see in my counselling office and wondering how, without divulging any privacy things, I can share with you ways that I absolutely am convinced will change your lives. So today I'm going to talk about comfort zones because, you know, people, me included, struggle to get back into my comfort zone, and it's our natural state is to want to be comfortable and cozy. And you'll hear people say all the time, especially when it comes to sex and intimacy, oh, I'm not comfortable with that. No, I'm not comfortable with that. Well, you know, I've been kind of on a tear and a kick about my angels, because I do love my angel cards. I got another one for you today. I just love these universal angel cards, and the book was created by Juliet Jaffrey Hubbs and Nora Monaco. I can't say enough about this book. It's really, really lovely. And today, the word that jumped out at me that I just have to share with you was growth. I just think that the word goes right along with my previous podcast thinking. And if you've been listening, this may really be adding to the mix of helping you make some really serious decisions in your life. So the word growth, according to Hubbs and Monaco, the definition is gradual development, increases in size, weight or power, something that has grown. And they write, this is often a card validating that you have learned from your experiences. It can also mean that more challenges give you the opportunity needed to grow. This is an awakening card. You will not be allowed to sit complacently in your comfort zone and vegetate. Energies are aligned to allow you to stretch, turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Challenges push you forward. Prepare for a substantial increase and expansion. Reach out and be open to change. Often where we resist, the universe provides by pulling the rug out from under us. Let go of your tendency to struggle. Changes occurring at this time can be springboards to bigger and better things ahead if you let them. Situations will present themselves that will allow you to grow. Remember, you have a choice as to how you handle them. There are no mistakes, just opportunities to learn and grow. Have the courage to keep asking questions when the answers make you uncomfortable. This allows for great growth. New realizations and progress are at hand. Expand your horizons, proceeding forward with a strong knowing from within. This is a very powerful word and an amazing write-up, and I do thank these wonderful women for these amazing words. And I hope that you will listen to them over and over and over again, because they really are gifts to you today that will help you to make the very hard decisions or confirm what you're thinking and help you move forward. It says that allowing yourself to sit in that comfort zone and vegetate You know, I heard once when I was working in a psych unit, one of the nurses said to me, you know, so many people live in rat holes, but we put curtains up and nice rugs on the floor, and we even decorate that rat hole to make it look good, and we're comfortable there, but it's still a rat hole. So get the energy, find the energy, stretch yourself, get out of your rat hole. Turn those stumbling blocks that you think you'll never move from, turn them into stepping stones. Challenges are only a place that you can say, screw it, I can do this, I can push through this, I can create anything that is better than this. If I created this mess, then I can create something better because I have that visualization. And then you'll prepare yourself and see substantial expansion. Reach out to somebody and ask for help. Look around you and see who's willing to do to be right beside you in helping you. If only you would open your mouths to ask and let go of the struggle. We always create struggle, you know. It's just the way we're set up sometimes. Our internal mechanisms for coping sometimes just add to the struggle. You don't need to. So remember, there are no mistakes in the universe, just lessons. It's just another day in Earth school. And if we wake up in the morning, we have another opportunity to make another whole bundle of mistakes. And remember what they say, there are no mistakes. It's a day in Earth school, sweetie. It's just another day in Earth school. What did you learn? The lessons that we learn from making the mistakes are way more powerful than the things we did right. Think back. Think of all the things you did right in your life and see if you were writing the list, if you didn't have a much longer list and a much harder, a much more clear memory of the things you did wrong. If we didn't look at the things we did wrong as the things we did wrong, but the things we did in a learning curve, we wouldn't be nearly so hard on ourselves. In fact, we may actually learn to laugh at them a little bit more and see that that was a lot of fun. Making that mistake was actually a real, real light-hearted, funny thing that happened. So I wish you all the best. I send you the love from the angels, and I send you hugs from myself. Tatty bye.